In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wednesday, February the 1st. Glad to have you with us, as always, everybody. I discovered maybe the best ever ticker symbol today. HOG, H-O-G, for Harley-Davidson, of course, after the nickname for their bikes. No, I don't know how I didn't know about that before. Shares off about 0.8% on a disappointing quarterly profit report. A big drop in motorcycle sales seems to be the proximate cause. The company is in the news, though, for another reason as well, for something that is not happening. There had been reports pushed back against by the White House, it must be said, that a visit by President Trump to the Harley factory in Milwaukee had been canceled because the company was worried about protests. Fact is, it used to be easy for corporate America to stay away from politics. Now, much far less so, with the White House willing to call companies and industries out directly on Twitter or in a summons to Washington, while at the same time those companies having to risk alienating their own consumers who feel strongly about Trump one way or the other. So Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going with this story about corporate America caught between a rock and a hard place.
In the face of a political onslaught, the best way a company can respond is by being true to its brand. Starbucks, for instance, came under fire this week for saying it would hire 10,000 refugees after President Trump issued his travel ban. Mary Hunter McDonald teaches management at the Wharton School.
That's not going to hurt Starbucks. So the people that are buying Starbucks products know what Starbucks is about, and they're not going to be dissuaded from supporting Starbucks by Donald Trump.
Companies should already be strategizing about how to react if their products or industries end up in the political spotlight. Terrence Lau is a professor at the University of Dayton School of Business Administration.
If the president tweeted against your company today, would you know how to respond? Would you know who to call? The best companies are going to have a response already pre-approved.
That's because policy is coming from the White House at a breakneck pace. Dan Simon is CEO of Vested.
20 years ago, corporations, even in those sort of classic public relations crises, had days to think about what their position should be. Today, this stuff can happen in a matter of hours.
Terrence Lau from the University of Dayton says there's one surefire way for companies to stay above the fray.
You know, talk about American values, not about political values. American values include freedom and diversity and respect for other people and civility.
If that doesn't work, they can talk about something less contentious, like the Patriots-Falcons matchup this weekend. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.